Rabbi Moshe Bamberger is with us live via telephone. He is Mashgiach Ruchani of the Beis Medrash Talmud at Lander College for Men in Queens. They have a major event coming up. The Chag HaSmicha ceremony and gala dinner is happening on March the 6th, starting at 5 p.m. at Terrace on the Park. They'll celebrate Lander College for Men's Beis Medrash Talmud's newest musmachim. It's a Chag HaSmicha ceremony and annual dinner happening that night, honoring with the Harbatzas HaTorah Award HaRav Moshe Bamberger. Plus awardees include Rabbi Lavi Greenspan, Dr. Michael and Benita Goldmeyer and family, Jordan and Shoshana Kaplan, Ira and Sarah Suss, and of course they will recognize and pay tribute to the Beis Medrash Talmud Musmachim. A pleasure, Rabbi Bamberger, to welcome you to JM in the AM.
It's a pleasure to be here, as always, Nachum. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure, and what a nice occasion. A nice occasion happening in person, thank God, March 6th,
yeah.
a Chag HaSmicha. How often do Chag HaSmicha ceremonies take place over at Lander?
I would say we have them about once every 4 or 5 years. We have to build up a group of musmachim that are, we have so much pride in them. We don't just shoot them out. We have to properly train them and give them all of the hadracha necessary to become rabbanim. And before we send them out in whatever field they decide to go into,
is the hadracha? In other words, how long are young men in the Smicha program, and what exactly are they undertaking? How would you describe it?
So it's a 3-year program. It involves an element of Yerideya, which is the customary part of Shulchan Aruch that's learned in order to get Smicha, as well as a more practical element of Rabbanus, including Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Avelos, and other things that a rabbi would need to know in order to properly serve his congregants. But it's a broad-based program. It's not only the halacha, it's also, of course, the guidance that they're given and the ability to have a certain hashkafas hachayim to share with their congregants should they decide to go into the actual field of the rabbinate.
Now, are the young men doing this as they're pursuing their college degrees? Is happening after their college degree? What's the timing on it?
Yeah, after they graduate from the college program, they begin, if they choose to stay in the Smicha program. And so they have already received an undergraduate degree, and then they have a full day to engage in the pursuit of their Smicha studies.
And in advance, I was told, and this was a good point that they brought up to me, that the very often the Smicha degree, if you will, or actually obtaining the Smicha, is extremely helpful even in areas that may be outside of the rabbinate. You may have graduates, and you probably do already, of the Smicha program who have pursued other types of degrees and other types of professions outside of the rabbinate, and yet this Smicha program proves to have been very vital and extremely valuable to them.
Yes, I'm looking actually as we speak at the august group of Talmidim that are our Musmachim, and I would say maybe 50% are actually either in Rabbanis, Chinuch, or Kailel, but the rest are pursuing professional degrees and they're in professions already. And it is helpful because it gives you a certain grounding in terms of halacha. You basically know in terms of your own household what to do in terms of kashrus and in terms of Shabbos and other halachas that are pertinent throughout the life of a person. But it's also, as community leaders, it's very helpful to be knowledgeable in many of these intricate fields of halacha. And we've seen already, as you pointed out, Nachum, this isn't our first Chag HaSmicha. We've had several others, and we have many musmachim throughout the world. And whatever they do, they're really more ambassadors of Torah, ambassadors of Hashem, ambassadors of Lander College, if you will, just to be able to spread goodness throughout the world, spread Torah, spread Kiddush Hashem, and really that's what we're all about.
A lot of distinguished honorees that night, by the way, including yourself, so we'll say Mazel Tov to you on that.
Thank you, Nachum. I appreciate that.
The Chag HaSmicha, not easy to talk about honorees, but not always easy to talk about honorees when one of them is yourself. Chag HaSmicha ceremony and gala dinner is happening at Terrace on the Park, March the 6th, starting at 5 p.m. You can go to turo.edu for information, turo.edu for information about the event. You are serving as Mashgiach Ruchani, a spiritual advisor, spiritual supervisor, not quite sure how to translate Mashgiach Ruchani, at Lander itself, do you get an opportunity to interact with both the Smicha students and the undergrads?
Yeah, I mean, the Smicha students are really all of my Talmidim as well, because they've gone through, for the most part, the undergraduate college, Beis Medrash, part of the of Lander. And so, you know, I have a lot to do with each and every one of them. And then they go on afterwards, and we remain very close. They continue to come, many of them, to my classes, to my shmuzin, to my vaden. And on Shabbos, I'm the Rav here in the Beis Medrash in Lander, so many of them live in the community, and they daven with me. So, yes, I definitely have a lot to do with them, beyond their graduation from Lander College itself and throughout the Smicha program.
And the role of Mashgiach Ruchani is often seen as one where you're an advisor on those making significant life decisions. Do you find yourself in those situations these days?
Yes, absolutely. I always say that Lander College, really not just Lander College, this age of life of a boy or a girl, a young man or a young woman, when they come back from Israel and they're 19, 20, 21, 22, these are the years that they're making the most pivotal decisions of their life. If you think about it, they're deciding on career, they're deciding on whom to marry, they're deciding on their hashkafa, they're deciding on so many things that when they're 90, 100, 120 years old, they will be molded and they will be shaped, and the whole trajectory of life is really very much hinging on these few years. So it's a very, very, important time to have a mashgiach and to be able to speak to somebody, to get guidance, to get counsel, to talk through your problems. I see myself not as the, I don't claim to know everything about everything, but I see, looking back on my own life, that many of the things and the challenges and that I went through personally, I'm now able to share with Talmidim and to give them my own look on things. And I think that it's very it's helpful to have that. I think it's very I know that they appreciate it, and it's wonderful to see when it works. When you're able to give a person a good etzah and it leads to either a great career path ahead or a wonderful shidduch or family life down the road. I stay in touch with many, many Talmidim long after, decades after they graduate. I'm still in touch with them either on the phone or by email. Or, we go around, have alumni events around the world where I make a tish. We just came back from Miami. We had a Tu B'Shvat tish with about 30 alumni down there. In Eretz Yisrael, I go there. We have a Maroka together with all of our alumni there. So it's really a lifelong relationship. It's not something that ends the day that they graduate.
All right, Moshe Bamberger is with us. How about in general? Can you just tell us what it's like for a Smicha student at Lander, what type of day they have in a typical day?
A typical day would, look like they would come to Shachris. Some of them come to my Daf Yomi I give at 7 a.m. before davening. And then they would, have a first Seder where they would generally learn what yeshiva is learning. And then in the afternoon, they learn their sections of the Yeridah. We have a wonderful staff on Hala that teaches the coursework of the Smicha program under, of course, the Rosh Shiva, Rav Anderson Sachs. And then we have Rabbi Chaim Kirshenbaum, and we have Rabbi Tzvi Sokol, and Rabbi Ganak. Many wonderful, great Talmidei Chachamim that teach not only the theoretical halacha, but the practical halacha. Rabbi Soloveitchik is very involved, Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik, in the program. So we really have superstars teaching, and the Talmidim are really very well equipped once they have passed their Smicha exams to take on whatever role they're offered.
The Smicha program is going to be among the honorees. A lot of great honorees on the night of the Chag HaSmicha ceremony and annual dinner at Lander at the Touro College University System. Chag HaSmicha ceremony and gala dinner happens at Terrace on the Park starting on March 6th at 5 p.m. They will pay tribute to Rav Moshe Bamberger, who's with us live via telephone, Rabbi Levi Greenspan, Dr. Michael and Benita Goldmeyer and family, Jordan and Shoshana Kaplan, Ira and Sarah Suss, and of course we wish a mazel to all of them, plus the Beis Medrash Talmud Musmachim, an entire list of those who've accomplished the Smicha degree, if you will, at Lander, are going to be recognized the night of March the 6th. Information, you can go to turo.edu. In the events section, they have all the information regarding the Chag HaSmicha. Rabbi Moshe Bamberger is the Mashgiach Ruchani at Lander. Anything you'd like to add, Rabbi Bamberger?
Yeah, I'd like to just touch upon some of the other honorees of the night. I mean, I don't know why I was asked to be honored, but I'd like to really focus a little bit of attention on the other wonderful honorees. Rabbi Levi Greenspan is very well known. He's a tzaddik. He's a wonderful person who is a human inspiration, a human mussar sefer, and he's very closely associated with Lander. He's davened here a lot, and he's just a lot of the Talmidim in Lander have a lot of association with him throughout the year, so he feels tremendous hakaras hatayv to the institution, and we're honoring him. Dr. Michael and Benita Goldmeyer and family, this is a wonderful family from St. Louis.
Wow.
They have many children, but four of their sons are Talmidim, either past or present, in Lander. So we give them the Family Legacy Award. Jordan and Shoshana Kaplan are the Alumni Commitment Award. Jordan is an old and amazing Talmid. He has a beautiful family, and he's a really prime example of what we produce here at Lander. He's very successful in the world of commerce, and he's also very committed to Yiddishkeit and to furthering the Lander mission, and he's a very deserved honoree. And finally, Ira and Sarah Suss, who they live today down in Boca. Ira is extremely close with myself. We have a wonderful long relationship. He also has a wonderful family, and he's an accountant and a vice president in a large real estate company down in Florida. But he is a walking Kiddush Hashem. He's just a constant inspiration to anyone that knows him. Him and his wife together are an amazing couple. And he's, of course, an alumni of Lander, bringing us constant nachas, and we're so proud to honor all of these august people.
Amazing. Great list of honorees, incredible list of musmachim, and a great celebration ready to be featured. It's March 6th, everybody, at Terrace on the Park, the Chag HaSmicha ceremony and gala dinner for the musmachim of the Lander Smicha program. Great to spend this time with the Mashgiach Ruchani, Rabbi Moshe Bamberger. Rabbi Bamberger, a mazel tov to you on the award, mazel tov to you on behalf of all the musmachim, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nachum. Again, I just want to thank you for all you do for Klal Yisrael. You're an amazing beacon of light and knowledge and inspiration, and on behalf of everybody, I just want to be a shlich tzibur to thank you for your constant daily dose of Yiddishkeit and Harbat Satira. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Can't thank you enough. Right, Moshe Bamberger. Tuesday morning, Purim Katan at JM in the AM.